Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen, we present to you our activities for the last week in today's report back. We entitled it the trip to Marlboro. So the morning program, alhamdulillah, with Maulana Arafat, Junaid Khan, our Junaid Mota, Riaz Hussain, going very, very well with the grace, mercy of Almighty Allah. It's not we non-entities, we are ordinary people, sinners, transgressors. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahadith, is the bounty, favors of Allah, we must proclaim it. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, that more and more non-Muslims are listening. And we thank Radio Al-Ansar and their directors. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas of the Capital Group, mashallah, that it was their initiative, and that is how Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, came into existence 4.5 years ago, plus minus. It's more than 4.5 years now. With Allah's grace and Allah's mercy. And then, mashallah, the tafsir also going well. May dua Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq to complete it also, inshallah. And the aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim must be to finish our life in the service of the Quran Sharif, in the service of the Sunnah Mubarakah and Fiqh. So all this year are our sacred sciences and something derived from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. And thereafter, the Q&A, still our flagship program, mashallah, Monday evening, and thousands of people benefit from Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar, and Marcus Sahaba. So that was Monday, and then Tuesday, mashallah, the bliss of marriage, Wednesday also bliss of marriage. Tuesday evenings, I have tafsir here in Jami Masjid for years now, I don't know, 20 years or whatever. Allah Jalla Wala accepted, but it's different topics. So the World Cup started, so I chose the verse, وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهُوَوْ وَلَعِبَا. That those people who have made sports, entertainment, their religion, so you must shun them, you must leave them, don't ever get involved with them. They are being deceived. وَغَرَّتُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. See how Almighty Allah is teaching us. Millions and millions of people glued to the TV and to their mobile phones. Or they are there in Qatar, in Doha, and so forth. People will say, but don't you see the benefit that so many people embrace Islam? People are seeing Islam. So Quran Kareem states, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ, that they ask you regarding alcohol and gambling. Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. So in life, you must look at everything holistically. So the benefit, 1%, 2%, 5%. And the harm, 99%, 95%. So what good is it? So that is what we must learn. Quran Sharif is teaching us the principles and the laws and the elaboration, exposition, and details of it is explained by the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَا لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So we send to you, Ya Rasulullah, and reveal to to you the reminder, so you explain in detail to people what has been revealed for them. And وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, they wonder, ponder and reflect over the message come to them from Almighty Allah and conveyed to them by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wednesday, mashallah, Asr, we read EA in the Khanka, and then we go to Darum Zakaria. And mashallah, it was still, the days are getting bigger and longer, mashallah. So now I was there half an hour or so before Maghrib. And then we have some nice tea and so forth. And then I tell Hazrat Mufti Sahib, our Honorable Ustad, when Hazrat started teaching 1974 in Karachi, we Hazrat's first students, first batch. People sometimes ask me, how come that you come for lessons and so forth? I said, no, we the first batch, and Allah Ta'ala made it such. Hazrat just became a teacher, and we landed up there. First time in my life I went overseas, first time flying overseas, first time holding a passport and so forth. So all this happened with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So then a Maghrib, and then after Maghrib, Hazrat teaching Bukhari Sharif. So many things to learn with Allah's help. And then I make my own notes. Then we go back there after the dars, another half an hour. And there's, you know, to ask questions and so forth. Allah Jalla Allah grant our Hazrat and all our Asatiza, those who passed on, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Those who are alive, Allah grant them Barakah, Siha, Afiyah. And especially our Hazrat Mufti Zawal Haq Sahib. So remember that for me to come to Lens 22 years now, end of December. So the greatest thing for me is not the radio. For me it is benefit from Hazrat. So I tell people that, you know. For you the benefit is the radio. But for me the benefit personally is based near Hazrat Mufti Sahib. So that is what we must always appreciate, our honorable teachers. So we can't get ulama of this caliber. Very few places in the world you will find that, you know. Then Thursday, mashallah, that our students came, I heard that over Zaman Zahid, the lesson on fiqh, on aqiqah and tafsir and all that. And mashallah, we concluded then surah takweer, is a shamsu kuwirat, mashallah. When we reached that surah, always think of Qari Abdul Basit Abdul Samad, you know. He visited South Africa in 62 and he came again in 81. 62, we didn't even know, we were very young, what we knew what's happening. 81 when he came, I just started January 81 in Newcastle, I made sure I must go. And then when he came to Ladysmith in Sufi Masjid, the Masjid was packed to capacity. And lo and behold, he didn't read, they said he's sick. Now what? The sheikh that read was another sheikh, you know, but no one can imitate him, you know. So I was very, Ruzayqi, Sheikh Ruzayqi was his name, the sheikh who read. So I said, now where? So they said, in the weekend it'll be in Maritzburg. So I said, no, we must go. And I told my wife from there, we'll go to Durban and so forth, her father, mother, all of them there. So mashallah, then we went there, and in Mountain Rise Masjid he read, you know. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he even read there, Surah Takweer, is a Shamsu Kuwirat. There's two surahs when you hear him reading, surah is a shamsu kuwirat, and you hear him surah Yusuf. If you understand the meaning, you will just cry. And remember, he reads that surah takweer 57, 58, 59 seconds, you know. We can't even pull for 20 seconds properly. So imagine, you know, Allah has blessed them, remember this, that what Quran Sharif they read. Nevertheless, and our shortcomings, we all got shortcomings, we all commit sins and so forth and so on. But we must look at the good also, you know. So nevertheless, so that's why when we read surah takweer, we think about that qirat and so forth. So nevertheless, then Thursday afternoon, then I go to the barber, mashallah, and then he give me cheese. You know this cheese, skull cop. They take all the hair out, there's hardly any hair. I just sat down, he said, sab nikal do. I said, ah, sab nikal do. Our bhai Bilal is there, Panoli. Our bhai Akram is there, bhai Shafiq is there. All from India. So you get all the samachar, all the latest news breaking in India and here and there. Barber shop, you know. And then, mashallah, now we're ready for Friday. So my brother Suleiman Esop, yeah. One day when I went for Jummah to Balfour, so he came with me. I told him, Suleiman, come, you must drive, and we go. We're going to go Belfort, then Heidelberg, then Nigel, three graveyards. So we went, and then we were coming back. I told him, this masjid here, you know the imam? He said, yes, very well. I said, you must arrange for me a Jummah there. So mashallah, the imam there, mashallah, Maulana Peterson. So I thought, must be from Cape Town or somewhere. So he said, no, when I met him. Then Friday we went, myself and Suleiman. So we left here, we went first to his house, his mother's house, and then I translated the khutbah from there, Sheikh Mahir. This imam of the Haram for Yildi, I'm telling you, they're running out of topics, you know. So he spoke about Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. I think this khutbah I heard 5 times already from different imams. Because they're so frightened and terrified, if they say something wrong, then they'll imprison them, put them to jail, like Sheikh Salih Ali Talib. The man said, don't go to Sanama, there must be no intermingling, men and women and all this. 10 years in jail. Can you imagine this MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan and them? So that is why they get so frightened, they have to look and so forth and so on. So lullaby khutbahs, basically, you fall asleep, you know. But anyway, I like to translate it because sometimes you pick up some nice points and you can understand what is really going on there. And Thursday, they were punished, you know. Tuesday, they warned, you must remember the match there in the World Cup. And then Wednesday, public holiday, they thought they won the World Cup. And Thursday, Allah punished them in Jeddah. If you got family, friends, just contact them. They will tell you what happened. I don't think there's a house that is not impacted and so forth. So the cars and the vehicles all floating, not $1 million, $1 trillion damage. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. He demolished masjid, the zalim, distant pot dictator, murtad. He said, no, this masjid must go, this masjid must go. He demolished masjids for his complex and his planning and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala is showing them that I will punish you in such a manner with all your wealth and oil and billions and trillions and zillions you think you got. In 1 minute, 1 hour, I'll finish you all up. So Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes, then no noise. Allah ki lati mein koi awaz nahi. So we must take heed from that. Then Friday from there, then we went to the masjid, Winchester Masjid. Mashallah, we were there early. The first person I saw there from Heidelberg, Shu'ib Jina, he left there now, he's living that side there. So nearby the Winchester Masjid, and our Suleiman's house also, his mother's house. They're very near, 5-7 minutes from the masjid. Then, alhamdulillah, we read Tahitul Masjid. I requested the imam bring the adhan, but earlier, so I met Maulana and I asked him, Maulana, you from Cape Town? He said, no, I'm from here. I said, where you studied? He said, in Camperdown. I said, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward him. He reads Quran, very beautiful. So I told him that I'll deliver the lecture and the khutbah namaz he can make. He said, no, I must make the khutbah and he will perform the salat. So I said, fine. So mashallah, then I spoke about the current affairs. First I spoke about the du'as we should be reading when the month is starting. Because now Friday night definitely was Jumad al-Ula and Saturday first Jumad al-Ula. The people, 90%, you know, when you speak in the 40 years we're lecturing plus more than 40 years. You can know the body language of people. So first, I mean, their lives, they're listening to all these du'as we should be reading. So we must keep on learning what is the true sunnah, authentic sunnah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I said, come, let me take you around. Then we spoke about Saudi Arabia, what is happening in Palestine, what is happening in India, what is happening in what's happening in our country. So current affairs, you know. So alhamdulillah, then it was time for the sunnats, because after Adhan state the lecture and then khutbah salat. Then we came back home for lunch and that, we didn't have lunch there, I can't miss my acne, you know. So mashallah, we came back here and then I have to sleep after that. So that was Friday afternoon. Then Saturday, mashallah, was another busy day. That I got visitors also, mashallah, on Saturday. And you know that people come, people go, and so forth and so on. And then there's 101 things to attend to and so forth. So mashallah. And our youngsters, they come also. Our brother Uwais comes and do the youth program. Brother Suleiman comes, he does the program there of the Naat Kirat, and our Dawood Mota comes, mashallah. He tells me, make sure the car is outside, he wants to wash the car Saturdays. So alhamdulillah, everything gets done with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So when I went Wednesday, it's announced that the majlis will be there in Marlboro, Hazrat Mufti Sahib's majlis, you know. So let's come to the Marlboro scenario. So I told them that I'm to come with them. They said, very good. They made arrangements already. So I said, I better read Fajr Salat there because I think they're going to leave straight after Fajr. So Salat day is 4:30. Here by us, all the masajids is 4:40 and one masjid 4:45. So I go there so more people can benefit from our early morning program. So I left here, mashallah, and made it there. Fajr sunnah we read at home, alhamdulillah. And then there they read Surah Yasin and all, they make dua. Then they told me to go to the car, but I saw Hazrat Mufti Sahib is going there to his house, to his room. So I went with, and then he said, Mujhe farigh, you know, make wuzu and all that, freshen up. So I said, very good. So I just start taking the kitab. So I found one beautiful kitab, Sheikh Yunus of Saharanpur. When Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah Marqadahu left, you know, Saharanpur, and to go to Medina and settle there in 73, he appointed him Sheikh Yunus. Sheikh Yunus never got married, and he was one of the greatest muhaddith, you know, of his time. He was a real scholar of hadith, master in hadith. So when I just looked at it, I read the 2-3 pages, so he's saying there that, you know, I don't agree with the Hanafi school on this issue. So his academic discussion, many say don't agree, don't mean. He means that the dalil and evidence, okay, on the other side is stronger and so forth. But those are the function of great, great ulama, not people like me and you and so forth. So I found it very, very interesting and so forth. Then as it came, we went. Now in the car, Hazrat says, you, for me, sit in front. So I said, no, Hazrat, you. He said, no. So I sat in front, and our Maulana Zaid Patel, and then at the back was Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab, our Maulana Muhammad Durvesh, mashallah, he makes a lot of khidmat of Hazrat, Maulvi Abdullah Kara, and our brother Haris. So four of them at the back, and I'm alone in front, like in business class, you know. Anyway, we left here, mashallah, and then we arrived there about 5:45 or so at Marlboro. A big crowd already had assembled. So, mashallah, some brothers came to meet us, and then we read Tahiyatul Masjid, and then Qari Muhammad Abid, he read the Qirat, beautiful he read, mashallah. And my brother Bashir Abid, so we know him for many years, he's his nephew. Nevertheless, thereafter I spoke, and first I spoke about the du'as we all should know, because it was second of Jumad al-Ula, I said, learn all these du'as. Then I said, every week is Jalsa, even yesterday was Jalsa of Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat Mufti Sahib had to come back, and yea, in the girls' madrasa, yea, in the Khanka, to complete the Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat teaches there also every Friday. So anyway, so I said, who is Imam Bukhari? We sent it out also in all the groups and on Telegram. And mashallah, you can listen to it and so forth. So that, you know, the lecture I delivered and so forth. And what is Bukhari Sharif and so. And thereafter was Maulana Burhan. He spoke about the Sifatul Mu'mineen, the true qualities of the believers. Then Aqari, Rafika Turani read Quran and Na'at Sharif and so forth beautifully. And thereafter was our Maulana Muawiyah. He's leaving tomorrow back to Pakistan. So he, their mission now is to expose the Shias and so forth. So he spoke about the manaqib and the virtues and the merits of the Sahaba. Mufti Sahib pointed to me and said, come and translate. So alhamdulillah, then we translated Maulana Muawiyah of Pakistan, his talk. His father was a great alim. The Shias assassinated him. He was a member of parliament also, his father. He's also in government, you know, but not so senior like his father. But he'll pick up, inshallah. He's a young person, graduated year at Darulum Zakaria. He came to do his final year by Hazrat Mufti Sahib. And thereafter, mashallah, that Maulana Ismail Aku was there as well, because you know Sheikh Sajjad Khalilur Rahman Omani is here as a guest of Darul Newcastle. So Maulana Ismail Aku was there also, and Maulana from Lucknow, from India, landed on Friday evening. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib called him to speak, so he just spoke few minutes and on sabr and patience. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke, and then I had to translate again. So it was a wonderful talk. I sent that also out, mashallah. And you know, you the people who can listen to it, and first Hazrat speaks, then I translate, so everybody can understand. You know what Hazrat did? Excellent. He said, see, first we have Khulafa-e-Rashideen. After the demise of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, radiallahu anhu. This is Khulafa'i Rashidin. Thereafter, you have the Umayyad dynasty, starting with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. How they committed treachery, the Shias, during that time. They had Abu Muslim al-Khurasani and all of them. So they always stabbing us in the back. And Hazrat gave all the reasons what they did and so forth and so on. They invited the people and then slaughtered, massacred them. Then the Abbasite dynasty, they ruled for 525 years. Then Tusi was there, Ibn al-Qami was there. These were all Pakka, 100% Shias. And they invited the enemies to destroy the Abbasite dynasty, Harun Rashid and so. So in Bidaya wa Nihaya is written, 1 million Muslims were massacred. And another place, Allama Ibn Kathir writes, 1.6 million Muslims were massacred. So all that you can listen to tonight as well, it will be after the Q&A. So imagine all how they stabbed us in the back. And then Hazrat went on and said that, see, even nowadays what they are doing and so forth. And remember that if you go to India and you see that was Akbar, you know, he was the leader. And there what Faizi and then Abul Fazl and them did. You go to Iran from 640 Gregorian calendar to 1500 Sunni country. Imam Muslim comes from Iran, Imam Ibn Majah comes from Iran, and Hazrat Pirani, Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he comes, his family comes from Iran, Imam Abu Hanifa comes from Iran, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu comes from Iran. So Sunni country, but in from 1501 became Shia country till today. So now we say 2022, so 520 years plus minus. So imagine, and what they doing? Naam nishan nahi. Our ulama, great, great giants who passed away. So Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. So the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the ustad of Imam Shafi, is buried there, but nobody knows where. So like that, they are finishing all the signs of the Sunnis. So therefore, Hazrat didn't say, I'm telling you, all this that's going on today in Iran is a punishment for them, because they murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Hussein made dua against them. Wa da'a ala shi'atihi. So we need to understand, we can never unite with the Shias, the Kuffar, the non-Muslim, and whenever they speak of unity, that is when they are weak. And once they get strength and power, they're the first ones to slaughter us. That is their history. And the founder of Shia Azam is a Jew. Remember that, Abdullah bin Sabah, is written in their own books, Rijalul Kashi. And then there was Zikr and Dua, and thereafter, mashallah, we went to meet Maulana Sajjad Nomani there in Cordoba. And mashallah, it was just brief, about 15, 20 minutes. He's not well at all. His back is paining and so forth. So mashallah, first in my life, I met him. Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Nomani, we met there in Karachi with Maulana Abul Hassan. So anyway, we make dua that Allah give him shifa and so forth. But very interesting meeting, you know. So between the two sheikhin, between Hazrat Mufti Riza Al-Aksab and Maulana Sajjad, they spoke about, you know, what happened in India and so forth, so on. And then from there, we came back here to Zakaria and I came home. And then the Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. So it was an exciting, very, very good meeting, going to Balboro. Allah to reward the trustees, the imams and all the brothers, their sisters. And they had a wonderful breakfast for us also. So Jazakumullahu khairah. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us. Let us live with iman, die with iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.